This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, joining us right now from the frozen tundra north of Tampa, it is Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, a little tardy.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes the alarm clock doesn't work. Listen, in the last segment, and I'm going to mention this real quick because I just got a message here from Tom. And Tom said, your caller tonight, who was Dan, a man in Indiana, who said that Trump should graciously step away from his claim as POTUS, even though he lost by a fraudulent election, is simply wrong. What should happen is that Joe Biden should graciously concede to Donald Trump because he knows the victory was accomplished by illegal means. That would be the right thing to do. Well, true, but is Joe Biden going to do the right thing here?
No.
Okay, and here's the simple question. What happens after Joe Biden gets sworn in on January the 20th at 12:01 p.m.? What happens? Can he be removed from the presidency because we had a fraudulent election?
I don't know. I've asked that question.
All right, I got the answer from the professor emeritus, Dan the Man. The answer is no. N-O. Can he be impeached? Yes. But we've had three presidents get impeached, and not one of them has been removed. That's the answer. Just so you know.
In this case, however, we've not been here before.
Nope. It's all uncharted grounds.
That's right. So it's an interesting time. I was having a discussion. I had quite the day yesterday, hence the reason I'm late. But had quite that discussion with a lot of people, and it stopped everybody in their tracks because it is a frontier that we have never had.
Right.
So it, and you know that these lawyers really are not going to give up.
No.
So we don't know what could be ahead.
Because we think what's going to happen is once Biden gets sworn in, we think that 3 to 6 months down the line, a lot of people think that. I'm one of them. We're going to find out what happened and where it was and the different states.
Correct.
And what we do, then what do we do? And apparently, according to the professor emeritus, legal law professor emeritus, who, by the way, was offered a position as a federal judge and turned it down. He says that, nope, that's it, unless they impeach him, and, you know, we know where we're going to go with that. Okay, so let's talk about the president pardoning 15 people and commuting the sentences of 5 people. That was quite a story.
Well, we expected George Papadopoulos for sure.
Yep.
You know, people send letters and so forth for these very things to every president.
Mm-hmm.
And for he to, I mean, he did Hunter, Duncan Hunter. That one surprised me a little bit. But I'm the most happiest about Raven 23, the four guys from Raven 23.
Yeah.
I did interview, gosh, I think it was over a year ago now on my own radio show, the wife of one of them. And that case, for the sake of your listeners, that legal case was probably the most convoluted. First, they were found not guilty.
Uh-huh.
And then they decided to have a retry for some kind of technicality, which I didn't think you could do because it's double jeopardy.
Correct.
And then they were found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that this had to do all with Iraq. So I would look up, for the sake of your listeners, I would look up that case to see how badly these guys were treated. And they have been, they're in four separate federal penitentiaries, separate ones. But anyway, I think they're actually free tonight.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm just very delighted on that one. These are the former Blackwater contractors.
Yeah, and of course, they were in a position where if they didn't do what they did, they all would have been killed.
Well, yeah, because so much of the evidence was not allowed in a trial. Doesn't that all sound familiar?
Yes. Yes. Okay, well, let's see. Darn it. Caller, hang on, because I'm coming up on a break here. I'll get to you right after this break, or I'll pick up the call here when we go to break. AOC is getting a lot of criticism for the vaccine from her fellow compadre, saying, you jumped the line, you never should have got it, it should be for the folks who are supposed to get it. And she's just going, well, no, I wanted to show that there were that it was safe.
Yeah, that's what several of them are saying.
Yep, all right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more Denise Simon and caller, I'll get right to you here. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, where it's currently, by the way, a balmy 53 degrees. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% on whatever they have to offer at their website, balanceofnature.com. They are a wellness products company. Go over there and check out the fruits and veggies, too. You're going to like them. And just use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, balanceofnature.com. Save 35%. The product code is RESULT. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
We've got our professor emeritus from Purdue calling in again to clarify something. Dan DeMann. Okay, Dan DeMann, go ahead. We got a little bit more in a minute there.
Okay. The Constitution, one, is an incomplete set of instructions. It may tell you how to do something, but it doesn't tell you how to undo it. Obama was called into question based on, was he really born in Kenya? And if he was born in Kenya and he's president, well, what happens? Nothing. The first piece of legislation by the first Congress was the oath of office for the president. The first piece of legislation ever passed by Congress. Now, it doesn't say how to remove a president if such illegality transpires. But if all the states certify, if Biden has found out it was just cheating, corruption, organized crime, whatever, when he takes that oath of office, he is president.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to remove him. Other than through an impeachment process. And mm-hmm. even if you did do it by impeachment process, in the end, every federal employee wields the power of the executive branch.
Mm-hmm.
Congress can't order any, Congress and the Supreme Court cannot order the U.S. Marshals to go in and drag him out.
Correct.
They can't order the military to get him out. That's where the whole crux of the problem is. How do you remove a president
mm-hmm.
if he is impeached or based on illegality? But, anyway,
okay.
Make it a 30-second commercial. Once Biden takes the oath, he's president, and there's nothing you can do about it.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. Right. I appreciate it. Good night now. All right. Well, you heard from the Professor Emeritus.
Well, that's correct, unless there's an impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've gone through impeachments, as has been mentioned, and they don't generally result in a removal.
No.
But in this case, this is a very different case because this is where the people speak,
mm-hmm.
75 or 80,000. And that number in an impeachment for an illegal election, I'm sorry, million, thank you,
mm-hmm.
could be much higher because it was in illegal. So,
right. Yeah, well, we'll have to wait and see because, like you said, and we talked about it a little bit off air, come March or April, what happens when we find out whatever. And I think we're going to find out this coming year, 2021. We're going
to Well, we have
out.
To find out.
Yep.
We have to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is, I would say Mark Levin is right. We have to find out what
mm-hmm.
happened here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pardon me. Okay. Now, the stimulus. The president is talking about a pocket veto. What's that?
Well, I think he said last night that he has already sent this back to Congress.
Okay.
Did he not say that?
He said he was considering it. I didn't know that he said he sent it back.
I have to look at. I didn't read.
Okay.
Have a lot of time to read a lot of this, but it looked like he had already sent this spending bill back to Congress because he wants $2,000.
Correct.
All right. So then they have the power to veto him.
Yep.
And if they do, then the bill stands.
And that's February. That's the 29th. Mitch McConnell said he would call the Congress back into session. The Senate back
yeah.
in session. There we go. Yeah.
So, I mean, we are sitting here on a date of knife's edge. I mean, and I think Pelosi agrees with him.
Yeah, she does. Now, hold on a second. I got a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your question for Denise Simon, and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Hannah from Palm Harbor.
Hello.
You know, I just had a comment about the impeachment.
Right.
Isn't it true that a president cannot be impeached for something that occurred before he became president? And if so, how would they impeach him for the election that occurred before he became president?
Okay. Thank you, Hannah. Well, first of all, I believe that is correct. We've talked about it before in the past. I've talked about it with Dan as well as with other legal people that have been on the program. But they're not going to touch him. Where are they going to get the impeachment from? It's two-thirds of Congress, a House, two-thirds of the Senate, right?
Well,
I mean, where are they going to get it from?
It's true that you can't impeach, but we all know that he didn't have a hand in this, or somebody
yeah.
didn't have a hand. It really takes a lot of strategic thinking. I appreciate the question. It's a brilliant question. But
yep.
again, we're in a territory we haven't been before.
We call it uncharted waters, correct?
That's right.
And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing I should mention. When it comes to vetting the president, we had this, and we went through this with Barack Obama, and Frank Silvato was the one that brought it out and confirmed all of this. We have no process as to how we vet the president other than the political party putting the candidate out saying, oh, this person's okay, they're certified to run, that's it.
Well, and we never knew if there was anything else because they kept
yep.
him isolated. And for the most part, they're
yep.
both still isolated today.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, unbelievable. Okay, back to the stimulus. What's going to happen here? I mean, that's an interesting point we got going here. All of a sudden, you got AOC, you got the president agreeing, Nancy Pelosi agreeing, Bernie Sanders agreeing. Oh, yeah, $2,000, yeah. And actually, a lot of the people are going, oh, yeah, that'd be great. Well, now what?
Well, the bigger part of the now what is, so much of that money, that went to foreign support.
Too much.
Foreign aid.
Too much.
Yeah, way too much.
Yep.
So don't think that that foreign aid couldn't necessarily come later. You know, you just delay it.
Sure.
So we're spending ourselves again and again and again into ridiculous debt.
Yes.
To the point where I don't know how you ever get out.
We won't.
So, it could be that they'll keep the bill, they'll veto or override Trump, which they can do, and then Biden, they do another bill, and then of which, and more money would come, and then Biden gets credit. See?
Well, that's where I think this is going.
It's all politics.
Yep.
Every bit of it is politics.
Because Biden yesterday talked about there being more stimulus. He said it.
At what point, do we go to $30 trillion in debt?
Well, I don't know, but maybe.
There's nothing out there that will ever pay this off.
Nope. Mm-mm.
So we're a debtor nation.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's a terrible situation, but what can we do? All right, let's talk about the Georgia election here. There's polls out there. Don't care what they are. Not looking at them because we can't believe anything we see in terms of the polls. But what we can believe is that all of a sudden yesterday, the Georgia Secretary of State came out and said, I got 8,500 people that have moved here in the last week that are now permanent citizens of Georgia, and I don't even know if they've done it correctly.
Well, and I think there was one that used Gabriel Sterling's address, who...
Yeah.
He's not the Secretary of State. I don't know what his official title is.
Oh, party chairman or something, I think.
But they used his address.
Yeah. Busy people looking in the phone book, huh?
Well, I think... these are good things that are happening here because that really says that they're watching this stuff. He's the Fulton County Elections Board guy.
Okay, yeah, all right. But there's thousands of people from the Republican Party that lawyers and poll watchers. These
are, Yes.
Yep. That are going to be everywhere.
But they're there now.
Yes.
Obviously, they're looking at this. So. I think those are all good things.
Okay.
That we're seeing the tactics that are being tried, which, too,
yeah.
also fuels, goes back to the case on the general election now, doesn't it?
All right. You want to stick around for an extra segment since you came in a little bit late under the wire here?
Sure.
All right, hold on. Okay, and folks, when I come back, I got a couple of military things I'm going to bring up with Denise. I've got to let her know during the break what it is so that we don't hit her cold turkey. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has told Congress that he wants an amended COVID relief bill without more than $1 trillion in spending that he said has nothing to do with COVID. The spending bill that passed both houses Monday night contains billions in discretionary spending along with provisions for coronavirus stimulus, funding for vaccine distribution, and direct payments to Americans. The president is finding support for this move with some members of Congress. Arizona Representative Andy Biggs called the bill the worst thing they could have passed. He told Fox News that the president should veto the bill because it contains a number of measures that would not have passed if they were voted for on their own.
This bill is so bad, they added 60 separate bills into this massive package. I mean, think about that. I mean, these are bills that couldn't get passed on their own. And they threw those in. And so this bill should be vetoed, and I'm hoping it will be.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. So you folks up there in Maine and New Hampshire and Rhode Island and Connecticut and New York State and Jersey, you can just trot on up there and take a look at the campus. But what I suggest you do is take a tour of their one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass., up outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. And you do that by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Find out what this can do for your career. It will turn your life around if you're in a go-nowhere job as an aviation maintenance tech. The number again, 800-659-2080. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and thanks very much for sticking around.
Thank you.
Now, we had a nuclear submarine out for a cruise the other day. We don't know when. We don't know which sub it is. But apparently an American nuclear-powered guided missile submarine traversed through the strategically vital waterway known as the Straits of Hormuz. And apparently the Iranians didn't particularly care for that, calling it an active provocation.
It's the USS Georgia, and it's based out of Bahrain, which is our fifth fleet.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what is there. Now, the biggest reason is this is also because of a couple of days from now. Remember, in January, we're already up, believe it or not, on the two-year anniversary
yes.
of taking out Qasem Soleimani.
Yep.
So to the Islamists, dates and anniversaries are very, very important.
They are.
So this is anticipation, not only because of the killing of Moshe Fakhrizadeh Mahabadi, which still nobody necessarily knows who did that, but it is because of Qasem Soleimani. Now, the USS Georgia has 154 Tomahawk land attack cruise missiles, and it's got the ability to have an additional 66 special operations forces on it. So the other thing is that earlier in December this month, we flew two bombers to the Middle East.
Were they the B-1s or something?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know which one. But this is all in anticipation of things necessarily going sideways by Iran. Now, the Fifth Fleet covers, crazy enough, covers the Persian Gulf, the Red Sea, the Gulf of Oman, and parts of the Indian Ocean. So this is in their purview. And that's about 2.5 million miles of water. So this is a procedural thing from a deterrent standpoint.
Now, we also have moved an aircraft carrier and an amphibious ready group with 2,500 Marines on board, which are sitting off the coast of Somalia. And U.S. Africa Command has begun repositioning troops from Somalia, not knowing where they're going. But, I mean, we've got quite a prominent force sitting off Somalia. Let's see. Al-Shabaab is the big enemy there, correct?
Correct.
But is there anything else going on there other than constant
attacks? I think what is happening is we're doing this to remove our forces from there.
So we're covering our butts, so to speak, with enough
forces. Well, remember, this is part of the withdrawal package.
Right.
The withdrawal architecture. And I think it's 700 troops that are in Somalia, and we are there to relocate them. So we have sent dispatched, the aircraft carrier group and a Marine Expeditionary unit to get the 700 Marines out of there, only to be placed someplace else.
Now, there was another major news story that kind of had a lower profile, but this is just as important, folks. The Israeli government collapsed. We have a new election that's been triggered. I believe it's going to be in March. The Israeli Knesset spokesman's office confirmed earlier yesterday that the country was headed into its fourth election in the last 2 years. Now, the deadline for parliament to pass a new budget passed at midnight, forcing the Knesset to dissolve and immediately triggered new elections in March. I want to say it's the 23rd, but I'm not sure.
Well, this one, you know, a lot has happened because of the normalization of relationships with Islamic countries. So this will play into very well into Bibi Netanyahu in some kind of, you know, prevailing it in some way or other. But, yeah, they did pass a new budget at midnight. So that keeps the Knesset from dissolving. But now I think the new elections will be March the 23rd. And he'll have to take on Betty Gantz again. But really, Betty Gantz doesn't have too much leg to stand on here.
No.
Because of these countries that have normalized relations with Israel.
That's correct. And that's a good thing. And most of the Israelis see it that way. And he's lost a lot of his support, according to what I've seen.
Correct. So.
Now, let's Let's talk about Joe Biden and his comment he made yesterday during his impromptu press conference, whatever you want to call that. He said there's no evidence that the cyber attack on the United States is under control and that President Trump must hold Moscow accountable. I'm still going on the record to say I don't think this is all Russia.
Okay, you can be on the record.
But I don't know. I don't have anything. I just have... I just feel it's too wide, too big, too spread to have just one particular country doing it. I wouldn't be surprised if China and Iran, all three of them, aren't involved in this. Maybe even another source I don't know about.
No, because of the connected tissue between the organizations, the corporations, and government agencies that use solar wind. Remember, they've got an awful lot of customers.
Yeah.
And so when you have a worm slash malware, that's how it kind of migrates from one system to another. if you have entity A that communicates with solar winds, then it bounces back and forth there. And solar winds communicates with, you know, organizations, corporations, government agencies, you know, 7, 8, 9, there's more there. So you can have one particular entity that you know causes all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now the what's really at issue here is that we've got an awful lot of these organizations and agencies that just I don't want to call it reckless, but I don't want to call it's kind of like you're not checking nearly enough for what's out there. And this one's a fairly new one, but it has the hallmarks, meaning tactics and language, computer coding language, that is very similar to other things that Russia has done.
Mm-hmm.
The one, you know, we haven't heard from the cyber wing on inside of government yet. They have not said anything about it that I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
But also looks to, because Reuters put out yesterday a thing where a second hacking group, different from the Solar Winds,
mm-hmm.
had also been doing some targeting into Solar Winds. And this is what they're referring to as Supernova.
Okay.
And that's just kind of an industry kind of thing. But
and finally, because we're running out of time, the Twitter account @POTUS, @POTUS, all capitalized.
Transfer.
Yep, it got reset to zero yesterday. All the Trump followers are gone, and now it's a Joe Biden account.
Well, and that's fine because that belongs to the position.
Yep.
I don't really. And, you know, Trump has his own account anyway that he uses. So.
Yep, he does. Donald J. Trump or whatever it is. That's the real Donald J. Trump. Okay.
Right.
Thank
right,
you very
right.
much for sticking around. We'll talk to you tomorrow because I am on the air tomorrow. All righty. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go there. Check out everything she writes. See what it is she writes about, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. I'll see you with Chris Markowski.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature has a product called Fruits and Veggies, and I'm taking them, and they work quite well for me, thank you very much. It's given me a little bit more pep in my step. It makes me feel like I got a little bit more energy, like in the middle of the afternoon. Sometimes you get a little bit tired and whatnot. I'll tell you what, these fruits and veggies, they perk you right up, and I take them at least twice a day, two in the morning, two in the evening. That's how I do it. You can take more if you want. But for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Go to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the items they have there, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save yourself 35%. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Save yourself 35%. balanceofnature.com. Well, with us, we've got the watchdog on Wall Street, and he's balancing all things Wall Street, aren't you?
Oh, we're trying. We're trying. Merry Christmas, dear Captain. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good. And Merry Christmas to you and your family and to all your relatives, because I know you've got them stretched out all over the place. Now, You ever heard Tone Loc with that song that he did? You know, he starts out, he goes, let's do it. Well, that's what AOC and Nancy Pelosi said yesterday, and Bernie Sanders, when Donald Trump said, hey, wait a minute here. This stimulus is a disgrace. These $600 checks, I want to see $2,000 out there. Well, of course, that started a firestorm.
Yeah, listen, I don't agree with AOC and Bernie, I don't agree with Donald Trump on this one. I don't think we should be handing out $2,000 checks, but I also agree with, I do agree with Donald Trump where I don't think we should be giving out foreign aid.
No, sir.
Bill, it's not just the foreign aid, it's the other pork too. Okay, if this is going to be a stimulus bill, why are we buying, why are we buying missiles? Why is there more defense appropriations in here? Make it a bill about helping out small businesses and doing what you're supposed to do. Rand Paul went off on a really, I thought it went viral, his rant. I mean, it really did.
Yep.
He's right. He's right. I'm sorry. You know, everybody thinks that this money, it could just go on forever. You understand you're putting this on your kids' tabs, on your grandkids' tabs? They're going to have to pay this money back.
And their grandkids.
Yeah. Mom. I mean, do you feel good about doing that? I don't.
Yeah. Well, I totally agree with you. But again, he can't just say, well, I want $2,000. They can't just do that. They're going to he's either going to have to sign the bill based on what it is right now and then add to it somewhere along the line with a different bill. Or guess what? If he decides to veto it, which he said that he might do by just not signing it. But then again, he sends a pocket veto back to the House of Representatives and the Senate and says, okay, here's why I didn't sign it. I want $2,000. They got to start all over again.
Well, let us start all over again. Mm-hmm. If they have to do that, they have to work through Christmas. You know, that's their job. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. We all know that, Pelosi held this thing up for political reasons.
She should have
done a long time ago. Didn't want to have anything to do with this before the election, and that's why they're here now. If they stay here for Christmas, so be it.
Yeah, and the funny thing is there were only two House Democrats that voted against the COVID relief bill. One of them was Tulsi Gabbard, who told us all why in a Facebook post, Facebook video, and the other one was Rashida Tlaib, and that's kind of an unusual alliance.
Yeah, it is. I'm a fan of Tulsi. I think she's great. I think she was, great during the whole the primary. She was my favorite candidate out of all of the Dems that they had up there. She's a veteran as well.
Yep.
Awesome. And I hope that she continues to in public service. I think she can be a good one. I for the life of me, Matt, I mean, I'm going through this bill and I'm taking a look at the pork and I'm taking a look at where this money is going. And you've got money for Egypt and Sudan, Israel and the Sudan,
Pakistan.
And I'm like, why? I mean, why is this in here? Why are we sending more money to the military? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, we have bills for that. You have appropriations for that. This is supposed to be something else, but leave it to these people in Congress that they want to throw in their little pet projects.
Well, keep in mind that Joe Biden turned around and said, well, there'll be more stimulus under my administration. We're going to have to address it. There'll be more stimulus. And he came right out and said it. He didn't hide it. He said it. So, okay, there we go, I guess. But how about, are you waiting for anything to come by way of, say, Amazon, by way of Prime with Amazon or UPS or FedEx?
I'm an Amazon Prime member and I order, certain things from Prime, we're not, crazy with the thing, but I think it's pretty good service.
They are so backed up right now. The deliveries are piling up. They're so far behind. Normally a delivery that I would have gotten from UPS at 11 o'clock in the morning showed up at 9 o'clock at night at my dooryard the other night.
Uh huh.
Holy smokes!
Yeah, they're doing a ton of business, and I know one of their distribution facilities also got shut down, so that probably didn't help matters due to COVID. So they might have thrown a monkey wrench into the entire thing. So I'm not sure, but I haven't really had any problems with their service. I don't use them too much, but for little things, I do from time to time.
Now, are you concerned that Elon Musk is talking about Apple refusing to discuss the $60 billion Tesla deal? What was that all about?
Now, I'm not sure what this is about. I mean, the big news yesterday out of Apple was that they're continuing to look at making a car, but they never really got away from that, and that
right.
they'd be heading in that direction where they're looking to make an automobile. Or, you know, there was also some rumors out there that their battery technology that
right.
they have right now is incredible. So, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, they're talking about a whole new level of affordability for electric cars, because that's always been the issue with electric cars is the battery and how far it can
that's
take
right.
you and the cost behind the battery. And,
yep.
and if you get the battery cost down with electric cars, you're talking about very inexpensive electric vehicles.
Yeah, well, you know, they put the electric trucks out there, the big electric trucks, and unfortunately, those trucks, which normally drive 500 miles a day when they're out there over the road, 200 to 250, the more the weight, the bigger the battery drain.
Yeah, well, yeah, and again, it's you know, it's all a function of ease of use too. You know, I'm one who has to take the kids here, there, and everywhere for, you know, a tournament, and I don't want to have to plan my trip around trying to find a place where I'm going to have to plug the car in. So, I mean, it has to be easier to, you know, recharge your car and quicker to recharge your car before it really goes mainstream. I think electric vehicles are fine. You know, if you're someone who's using a car, let's say if you lived in, you know, a big city somewhere, you don't have to drive that far and you can plug your car in at home every night. I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense.
But yeah.
It all depends upon, you know, what you need. But if that's the thing in regards to the batteries, if you get batteries that can go much longer, it might be different.
Now, there was an Axios Ipsos poll yesterday that shows that just one out of three are optimistic about the economy and business next year. That's not to be expected. I think that that's perhaps a little high from some of what I've heard.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, again, I'm very, very cautious right now. I really am. I know that, you know, it's just, again, I dealt with Biden with Obama in regards to what happened after the Great Recession. And I think greater government involvement in our lives and the economy is not going to make for, you know, a very strong type of recovery. I mean, we can
yeah.
pump money into the economy, but people have to realize at some point in time, things can go the wrong way. People lose faith in the dollar, you know, it can get bad quickly. It really, really can. And I wish people could get their arms around that. But until we get people back to work, and get this economy moving and grooving again, I do think we've hit a bit of a wall.
Yeah, and then finally, Oprah Winfrey yesterday sold most of her own, that's the Oprah Winfrey Network, stake into Discovery, which is the majority owner, Discovery, for $36 million. Did she need the money that bad?
I mean, the $36 million is not much to Oprah. Oprah's a billionaire, so.
No, and I think that that's lost, she's lost a lot of the value of that company. I mean, I seem to remember that company being worth $1 billion or more.
Yeah, things have changed to some degree. I don't think people, she doesn't have the clout that she used to in the past. She probably should have sold it a while ago, quite frankly, but things have changed. She still, obviously, she still has a ton of power, no doubt about it all, but. It's different there. I think the Kardashians are bigger than she is.
Okay. We will let you go, and I will be around tomorrow, and hopefully I'll be talking to you then.
You got it, Matt. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Coming up with Colonel Jim Warshak, retired U.S. Air Force and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE offer a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.